Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:11 on December 13th, Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this has been really rather an exciting day in here. I think there are two main markets which there's a bit to report on. First is Treasuries. Now, Treasuries are currently down a full point. They're at 112.31. The low has been at, well, 112.29. So that's rather an abrupt move, and it was on the back of these retail sales figures that came out earlier on today. I think they've risen for the first time since July, and that really sends a message to the market that the retail or the consumer is out there shopping and has not been affected overly by the decline in the housing market, which many commentators had been extremely worried about. So that has really caused quite a sharp move in the Treasury markets. This is important because it had reached a peak back at the beginning of the month, around, well, almost at 115. It had rallied over the last couple of days and has got knocked back in here again today to make a new low from the highs at the beginning of the month. That obviously means that yields are rising, and as David has written in comment of the day today, that is one of the three big signals or big headwinds out there for stock markets and rising yields. This does not break the uptrend from June, but it is a sizable downward dynamic, and it is not something that we can very easily ignore. To countermand this, we would really need to see an upward dynamic of similar size tomorrow or in the next couple of days. And that, I think, this is a relatively significant signal from the fixed income markets. Now, the other market was precious metals. Precious metals got hit really quite hard earlier on today, around lunchtime in the UK, and silver was down to 13.72.5 at one point, but it's right back up to nearly $14. It's at 13.95 right now. It's down just 3 on the day. Gold, relatively similar story. The low was at 623.75. It's currently at 629.16, so relatively close to where it opened here today, down just less than a dollar. The industrial metals also got hit in here. Lead was the one that that I think really kind of made headlines, because it's down 90 as I speak. It's at 16.40, but it has been as low as 15.90. Or 1,590, I should say. So that's quite a strong downward dynamic, and it's in the region of those highs that we saw earlier on this year. So we're seeing a little bit of resistance from the highs. It's not a big enough dynamic to really tell us that this is a major reversal in the lead price, but it does tell us that we are going to see some more choppy action in here. Oil had been down earlier on today, but it's currently up 46 points, and natural gas is up nearly 28 points, 770. So we are seeing, I think, in the oil price in particular, we had that rather abrupt downtrend, which has started to, well, has definitely lost momentum. We're definitely seeing a period of support building. If we see a further rally from here, it will then have posted a higher low, which I think quite a few technical-minded people have been looking for. But it does look like we've seen the lows in the oil complex, and the chances are that it's probably going to take quite a while to get back up to those highs, but it will get back up to those highs, and we probably have seen the lows. So the chances are that the oil complex is going to mess around, and that is going to have an impact on the precious metals. If we do start seeing oil start to trend, that will remove a headwind from the precious metals, and we could see gold and silver back above their recent highs very quickly. Silver is obviously much closer. It's at $14. The high was at 15, but gold is down around 6.29 right now, and has quite a long way to go before it gets back to the highs we saw earlier this year. And I have absolutely no doubt that we're going to see that possibly next year. But right now, the gold is backing off the 650 level, and it needs an upper dynamic really to say that the period of selling has ended. Currencies are also noteworthy, because you had these retail sales figures, you had the treasuries coming off, the dollar rallied a bit. So the euro is currently at 132.08. It's down a little bit here on the day. The yen is at 117.46, and the Swiss franc is at 120. Pound is at 196.44. So you're getting a little bit of dollar strength in here. I'm just pulling up the dollar index, and having had that good upward move last Friday, and it was softer Monday and Tuesday this week, it is a bit firmer in here right now. And these are not very strong upward dynamics. We've seen much bigger moves in the dollar over the last couple of years, but it is very oversold, and it's starting to play out a little bit of an oversold rally in here right now. But that is not to say that we're not going to see further dollar weakness down the line. You still have all of the fundamental problems with the dollar have not changed in the last couple of days, and what we're seeing right now, I think, is a bit of an oversold rally. But with that going on, that is again another headwind for the precious metals. And I think that silver in particular is holding up remarkably well. Particularly when you look at the trend and the charts, you can see that it is a step sequence uptrend, and the consolidation that we're seeing right now is really just forming another step. Personally, I'm reluctant to trade within the range, and when I see it break up once more, I'll be jumping back in. But at the moment, I'm being a little bit more cautious. I took out a long in the Nifty today. It's a relatively small position. I have definitely put a stop in there, purely because it's still speculative whether the lows we've seen over the last couple of days are the actual lows for this move or not. So I've got a stop on that. But I think there's a better than even chance that we've seen the lows in this reaction. Now, looking at stock markets, usually I start off with stock markets. I think I'll finish with stock markets today. The Hang Seng was down 1% today. The Nifty was up. Sorry, the Nifty was up, and Japan was up 55. Japan has been up consecutive days, and it is starting to come back towards the top of the range, which would be around 17,000 on the Nikkei. But this has been a market which has been out of favor almost all year and has been performing relatively well over the last couple of weeks. I think we would need to start seeing the bank index, which has been really consolidating a little bit of a move we saw last week over the last couple of days. It needs to break out of that. It hasn't succeeded in doing that so far. That is, I think, a headwind. But at the moment, the Nikkei is looking absolutely fine. The Hang Seng, I think, is consolidating following the very good uptrend we've seen for the last 6 months, and it's consolidating in the region of those prior highs. Looking at Europe has been relatively firm in here today. The best performer has been the Netherlands index, that's the AEX. It's up over 1%, and that is looking quite positive. Almost certainly going to test the highs, which were at near 500, sort of a roundophobic number. And European indices are in various stages of recovering from the little bit of reaction that we saw at the end of November. The ones that are making new highs are the Belgian index, and as far as I know, I'm just pulling the chart up, the Italian MIB has also made a new high in here today. It was up 238 points, 41,103. Again, that had a little bit of resistance from the 41,000 level. Again, another round number. Of course, with such a big index, it tends to turn up round numbers rather quickly. Looking at the US, still quite firm in here. They are off the highs, however. The Dow Jones is currently up 4 and a bit points. The S&P is up nearly 2, and the Nasdaq is down 1.5. So very steady in here all round. But that's pretty much it for me, and thank you very much for your time.